And then in our gospel, we hear Jesus say, "Go and do as I have done. Do you realize what I have done? You will not understand now, but you will understand later when you remember this moment." As he washes his disciples' feet, he tells them that they are clean by this washing. In other words, saying, remember that you are a washed people, a cleaned people. I think we find this theme even in the presentation of the oils. The church, too, wants to remind us who we are as we begin with the oil of the sick. This beautiful oil in which it is anointed when we are dealing with the sicknesses of spiritual, emotional, physical distresses. And we anoint this oil with that notion of trusting that the Lord will heal us. We present this oil of the sick to remind us that we are a healed people. We then have the oil of catechumens, which is given to us right before our baptism, and symbolizes and which purpose is to offer protection for us, protection from temptation and evil. We present this oil reminding us that we are a protected people. And finally, we have the sacred chrism, which is brought forward, given to us at our baptism, confirmation, and at ordination. As we present this oil reminding us that we are an anointed people. And so tonight we have this beautiful reminder of who we are, which is so easy to forget. We are a free people. We are a fed people. We are a washed people. We are a healed people. We are a protected people. We are an anointed people. And by remembering that, we then remember who God is. For how can we cannot save, we know we cannot save ourselves, but God saves us. And so through this remembering of who we are, we remember who God is. That God is the one who saves. He is the one who feeds. He is the one who washes. He is the one who heals. He is the one who protects. And he is the one who anoints. And by remembering that, then we know then the model in which to follow. We follow his example to go and do likewise. To go and do our part to offer and try to save the people that are in our life. To go and seek to feed people as Christ and God has fed us. To go and wash and help make clean those around us. To do what we can to heal, whether that even be through forgiveness. To go and try to protect one another. And try to anoint each other with acts of charity. And so tonight is a night of profound remembrance, that God says, remember who you are, that you can remember who I am, and you can follow the model then that I have given you. And so may tonight, may we remember this beautiful dignity that we are given, that we truly are. We cannot forget this, it's so easy to. We need to repeat it over and over again. That's why the Lord gives us this beautiful celebration, Holy Thursday, every year, to remind us that when we're feeling the slaveries of our life, to remind us that we are free. When we are feeling hungry and thirsty, that we are fed. That when we are feeling dirty and unclean, that he washes us. When we're feeling sick, he will heal us. When we are feeling vulnerable, he protects us. And when we are feeling undignified or unworthy, he anoints us. So remember who you are, because then you remember who God is. Then we too then can go and wash the feet of one another.